In today's gospel, the Lord praises the Father for giving us his truth to all people, not only to the privileged. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One day, a young mother was totally frazzled. Some of you mothers here remember those days, don't you? One of those days, everything went wrong. Washing machine broke. Telephone rang all day long. Mail came that she wasn't ready for. Just one of those days, frazzled. So at one point, she picks up her two-year-old little toddler, a little boy, puts him in the high chair, closes the tray, the high chair tray there, and she's so frazzled, she puts her head down on the tray and she begins to cry. The little boy sits there for a few moments watching this, and then he takes out his pacifier and gives it to her. He knew what worked for him. I share that little story with you because I think, like that woman, we all have those kinds of days, those kinds of months, maybe those kinds of years. When everything seems to be going wrong, we can't keep up, we're running just to stay in place and maybe not even doing that. We don't understand what's going on. Things just aren't going the right way and we just are frazzled. Reminds me of a little anecdote from the life of Abraham Lincoln. During the Civil War, of course, that great weight of that war weighed very heavily on Lincoln. And one day a friend was visiting him and he said, Mr. President, you look exhausted. You should get away for a day and just sleep all day long. And Lincoln said to him, where I am tired, sleep will not help. We know what that means, don't we, huh? When you're tired in your spirit, when you're tired in your soul, sleep won't help. And we all have been there. And today, the good news is this, that Jesus says to us, I know that you go through that, because I went through it. I know there are times when nothing seems to be working. I know there are times when you feel totally worn out. I know there are times when you wonder if you can go on. And today, he tells us, when you face those times, when life is one big frazzlement, so to speak, I will be with you. I will be with you to help you get through. That's what he means today when he says, take my yoke upon your shoulders. My burden is easy and light. And in other words, you know, strike us as strange. How can any burden be easy? How can any burden be light? By definition, isn't a burden something heavy, something you have to carry that you don't want to carry? What does Jesus mean? Well, go back for a minute to the idea of the yoke. You know, from the earliest days, yokes were most normally made for two animals, not just for one, for two. Two oxen, two horses, two donkeys. It's been discovered from the earliest days that two animals together can accomplish much more than one alone. For example, I was reading someplace not long ago that one workhorse, one of those big draft horses, by himself or itself can pull 2,000 pounds. It's a lot. But imagine this, put two horses together, how much do you think they can pull? You might be tempted to think, well, one can pull 2,000, two can pull 4,000. That's what I would have thought. But according to this article, two of those horses together can pull 18,000 pounds. Now, I don't know if I believe that, but the point is clear. Two together can do much more than one alone. That's what Jesus is saying to us today. Notice he says, take my yoke upon you. What's he saying? He's saying, I will yoke myself together with you. My yoke. I promise to yoke myself together with you to help you carry the load, help you bear the burdens. You won't do it alone. I will be with you. And that's what he means when he says, my burden is easy. It doesn't mean it's going to be go away. It doesn't mean it's something we enjoy doing. It means it's doable. It's doable because he gives us the strength. He pulls the load with us. Reminds me of a little story, again, about another little boy, 10 years old. One day his father says to him, let's go out and clean up the yard. And over there on that side of the yard, there's a lot of those, you know, a lot of little rocks over there. I want to get those out of here. Go over there and pick those up and bring them out into the woods. But these were, you know, good-sized stones, but they weren't boulders. So the little boy was able to pick them up, bring them out into the woods. After an hour or so, his father's out doing something else. He notices little boy is struggling with one particular rock. This rock is kind of embedded in the soil. And the little boy, all is tugging, and I mean, he can't get it out. So finally, the little boy looks at his father and says, Daddy, I can't do this. I can't do this one. The father says, well, have you done everything you can? Yes, I have, Daddy. Have you used all your strength? Yes, I have. Have you done everything you possibly can do to move that rock? Yes, Daddy. His father said, no, you haven't. What do you mean? You haven't asked me to help you. You haven't asked me to help you. The father goes over, and with the little boy now, together they can move the rock. The little boy can move it now with the help of his father. That's what the Lord says to us today. The things you don't think you can do, when you're yoked to me, you can do them. The things you don't think you can ever support or get over, when you're yoked to me, I will assist you. You can. Together, we can do much more than you think you can ever do alone. Reminds me of two little songs I would conclude with this morning. First song was on one of Kenny Rogers' albums. It wasn't a big hit, but I always found it a very moving song. It was entitled, Down at the Factory. And in this song, this little girl, probably 10 years old, every night she goes to her bedroom, and she can hear through the walls her father. Her father goes into his bedroom at night, and she can hear him kneeling down on the floor on the bed. She can hear her father praying out loud. Her father prays, Dear God, give me the strength for one more day down at the factory. The corporation town, everything revolved around the factory, hard work, difficult work. That's the way he supported his family. Oh God, give me the strength for one more day down at the factory. And every day he got up and went down to the factory. Second song, many of you probably remember from that great Broadway show and ultimately movie, Carousel. Remember that song, You Never Walk Alone? Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on with hope in your heart, for you'll never walk alone. Walk on with hope in your heart, for you'll never walk alone. That's what Jesus says to us today. Let me yoke myself to you, he says. I'll help you carry the burden. You'll never walk alone. May God bless you.